The Gemara on Daf Gimel identifies the Yediyos HaTuma, which are Shtayim Shehim Arba. It identifies the four instances of Yediyos HaTuma, which can lead a person to the requirement of bringing a carbon Olav Yori. And the Lashon, the language that the Gemara uses, is cryptic language. It says that the Shtayim, the original two Yediyos HaTuma, are Yediyas Tumas Kodesh and Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. L'cha'ora, what the Gemara means to say is that the two Yediyos which can bring a carbon, the initial two, the two which are explicit in the Psukim, the two which are avos for the other two, those are the Yediya which follows after a Halama of a person's Tumas HaGuf. It's the idea, the awareness, that my body was Tame, which follows a period of unawareness that my body was Tame, during which I either entered the Beis HaMikdash or I ate from a carbon. And on the surface, it's difficult to understand why these two Yediyos count as two. L'cha'ora, they're the same single Yediya. It's a Yediya that my body is Tame. And should it make a difference whether that Yediya follows a Knisa L'Mikdash or an Achilas HaKarban? In the end of the day, the Yediya, which is Mechayev Mi, a Karban Olav Yored, is a Yediya that my body is Tame. So why does that count as two and not one? Second of all, the Lashon HaGemara is a bit strange. The Lashon HaGemara is Yediyas Tumas Mikdash and Yediyas Tumas Kodesh. And really what we mean to say is Yediyas Tuma, period, end discussion. And I think that the answer to both of these questions is the same. I once heard a Yisoid from a very, very Chashev Rosh Yeshiva that Tuma, and it's maybe a little bit of a controversial yesod, but Tuma, he said, is not a mitzius. It is not a state which inheres in the body that would entail any change in either the physical or the spiritual realm. It's neither a physical change in one's body, nor is it a metaphysical change in one's body. Rather, Tuma is a state during which a person has particular obligations either to do certain things or not to do certain things. There's nothing which changed about him physically. There's nothing which changed about him metaphysically. Rather, Tuma, right, is simply a state that a person enters which imposes on him certain obligations. And in Cain, we can understand that maybe for each obligation that a person has in his state of Tuma, it's a separate Tuma. For each obligation that he has, there's a new chalos of Tuma. So Mimela, a person who's Tame is obligated not to enter the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Tuma vis-a-vis the Mikdash. A person who's Tame is obligated not to eat Karbanos. That's Tuma vis-a-vis the Karban. It's not that there's a single metaphysical change that occurs when a person becomes Tame that has these two consequences. Rather, the Tuma itself is simply an obligation to stay away from the Mikdash and the obligation to stay away from Karbanos. And therefore, the Tuma vis-a-vis Mikdash and Tuma vis-a-vis Kodesh are two separate Tumos. And therefore, the Gemara lists that as two. There's the idea that I had an obligation to stay away from the Mikdash, and there's the idea that I had an obligation to stay away from Karbanos, from Kodesh, and each of those are two separate Yediyos, and the Yediyos of the two have nothing to do with one another. So that's the Lashon of Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. Tumas Mikdash is because Tuma has no independent identity. Tuma only has an identity in as much as it relates to our obligations towards towards objects. And hence it's Tumas Mikdash, the Tuma that obligates me to stay away from the Mikdash. Tumas Kodesh, it's the Tuma that obligates me to stay away from Kodesh. It's not Tumah, which automatically obligates me in these two things. Each, vis-a-vis the Mikdash and vis-a-vis the Kodesh, they're two separate obligations, and therefore it's two separate Tumais. Okay, that's a passable Hesber in the Lashon of the Gemara. Yediyas Tumas Kodesh and Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. Then we said Shehin Arba. What are the Taldois? What are the types of Yediya which bring us to an Ola V'yoyved which are not explicit in the Psukim? And the Gemara said it's Yediyas Kodesh and Yediyas Mikdash. If I had a Halama, I was unaware for a little while that this place is the Makoyim HaMikdash, or I was unaware for a little while that this piece of food in front of me is basar from a karbon, and I ate it, and then later on I had a yediya, I became aware that this taka was the makom hamikdash, and that this basar was basar kodesh. So that yediya about the nature and the identity of the makom that I entered, or of the basar that I ate, is mechayev mi a karbon ola v'yoved. And these yediyos are not explicit in the psukim. Now, L'cha'ora, let's take a look. What exactly is going through the mind of the person when he's having these halamos? A person who forgot that he was Tameh and he entered the Makom HaMikdash. A person who forgot that he was Tameh and he ate basar from a karbon. So L'cha'ora, his intention by entering the Mikdash and by eating the karbon was to perform a mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah to be doyveish es Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to eat the meat from karbanos. So his intention was to perform a mitzvah. Just that he was unaware, he forgot, that what he was doing in actuality was not a mitzvah, but rather was an aveira. So we call that ta'a bidvar mitzvah. He was made a taus, he made a mistake, but he was motivated in that mistaken action by a desire to do a mitzvah. Ta'a bidvar mitzvah. As opposed to when he was unaware that this was a makom hamikdash, or when he was unaware that this was basar shel karbon, so then his ta'us is not a ta'us bidvar mitzvah. It's rather an ordinary ta'us. He thought it was a regular place, that he was just walking there on his way to work. So it's not a ta'us bidvar mitzvah, it's a regular mistake. He thought that this was regular meat, he was having it as dinner, not as karbon meat. And then afterwards he discovered it was a karbon. So that's not a ta'us bidvar mitzvah. It's not an action that was motivated by a desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just misguidedly so, because he was unaware of the reality. But this was a mundane action. And it's a machlokas, a mesachas psachim, about the status of ta'us bidvar mitzvah. According to one Tana, a ta'us bidvar mitzvah is potter. It's potter. So im kain, we have to understand in the first set of cases where he was unaware of his own tumah, of his own obligation to stay away from the makom hamikdash and his own obligation to stay away from this basar, it's a ta'us bidvar mitzvah and he should be potter from a karbon. Huh? So we have to contend, according to this man, Yomar, why is it that we're chayiv? Now, furthermore, we also have to contend, because the Shitas HaRamban, the Ramban asks, why is it that when it comes to Tumas Mikdash the Kadashov, we're more mekel than when it comes to other halachis? And we're more mekel in two ways. First of all, we're more mekel because ordinary averos require a karbon chatos. Karbon chatos is an animal. It's very expensive. So you have to bring an animal as the karbon. But for Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, the chiyuv of karbon is a karbon olav yored, which for a rich person is an animal. But for a poor person, it can be a bird. And for someone even poorer, it can be just flour, just a karbon mincha. So we're mekel in that we don't require such an expensive karbon to atone for sins of Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav. Frek the Ramban, why are we mekel here? Second of all, a second kula is that ordinarily all that we require is the yediyah lebasof. You don't need to have known initially, originally, that this sequence of actions is an avera that will lead you to a karban chatas. It's sufficient to find out afterwards that the sequence of actions that you performed is mechayev you a karban chatas. But when it comes to Tumas Mikdash v'Kadashav, it is insufficient to find out after the fact that the actions you just performed obligate you to bring a chatas. You must have had awareness before the fact that that sequence of actions could bring you to a karban chatas, and then you also must become aware of that again after the fact, after you forgot that that sequence of actions can bring you to a karban chatas. So that's a major kula. Ordinarily, there's a very broad range of cases where you're chayav a karban. Broad range, meaning even if there was no yediyah mitchila, as long as there was a yediyah besof. But when it comes to Ola V'Yored for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, the range is narrower. Why is this so? Why are we makel in terms of the price of the carbon and in terms of the narrow range of cases which are mechayev you a carbon? Zach the Ramban says it's because a case of carbon Ola V'Yored is usually or always going to be in a case of Taus Bidvar mitzvah. If a person eats treif meat, he gets a karban chatas for that, so he didn't think he was doing a mitzvah. It was a mundane eating. But when he thinks that he's eating bisar kodesh, so then he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's unaware that he's tamei and that it's really an avera, but he's a tal bidvar mitzvah. And because his motivation in doing this avera unawares was to perform a mitzvah, therefore we're mekel in his karban. With regards to the first kasha, the kasha of lechora lefi the man de amar ta'a bidvar mitzvah is patur. So how can it be that in our gemara he's ta'a bidvar mitzvah but is chayv in oil of yoreid? So maybe our gemara is going like the man de amar who says ta'a bidvar mitzvah is chayv, and that even though he's chayiv, but it attenuates the fact that his motivation was for a mitzvah, attenuates the chiyuv and brings it down from the level of chatas to the level of oila v'yoyved. That's a possibility. The achronim don't seem to answer that way. Rather, the achronim answer that ultimately this is not defined as a ta'a bidvar mitzvah, because there are mistakes and there are mistakes. There are mistakes where he's ta'a bidvar mitzvah, and in the end of the day, what he did was close to a mitzvah, just that it didn't quite make the cut. And there are other mistakes where the ta'us bidvar mitzvah is like if a person does something which has no shaychus to a mitzvah, but he thinks that it's a mitzvah. If a person takes a balmum, which can't even become hekdesh, and he shechts it in the azara, which is an aveira of chulin bazara, but he thought that it was hekdesh, or that it could be hekdesh. So he was motivated to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the motivation was wrong. So that's not considered ta'a bidvar mitzvah. It's not simply a function of motivation. It's also a function of how close my actions were to the performance of a mitzvah. And just like if my action of shechitas bal mum be'azara is not at all close to a mitzvah, therefore it's not defined as ta'a bidvar mitzvah, so too my action of achilas Kodesh or Knisa L'Mikdash with Tumas HaGuf is so far removed from the actual mitzvah that it's not defined as Taus Bidvar Mitzvah. So that will answer, that's what some Achronim, the Mitzpe Eson, answers to explain why it is that even though it's a Taus Bidvar Mitzvah or it's akin to Taus Bidvar Mitzvah, it nevertheless is Chayav a Karbon. For the Ramban, so we have to explain though, why is it that Helim Kodesh and Helim Mikdosh, which is not even Taus Bidvar Mitzvah, is going to be nevertheless only Chayiv and Oilav Yoyvid and not Chayiv something more serious. And I don't have a fully sufficient answer for this. Indeed, many Achroinim, including the Baal HaTurim in his commentary on the Ramban, and including the Panim Yafis and others, rejected the Ramban, perhaps partially because of this question. But I think that maybe one can answer that given the fact that the yediyos which are explicit in the psukim, the yediyos, which are the avos for the others, are yediyas tumas kodesh and tumas mikdash, which is tov b'dvar mitzvah, and that the other two cases are only toldos. They're far less explicit in the psukim, and rather they're learned out from drashos. So we'll say that the entire makar of carbon oil of yoved for halim, tumas kodesh u'mikdash is primarily explicitly at the level of being an av, referring to halim tuma and not to halim kodesh u'mikdash. The other two are only from a riboy; they're somehow tafel to the originals. And therefore, once the originals are defined as a quasi tal bidvar mitzvah, the latter ones are just dragged along after them in terms of having this lower level of carbon.